WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council is moving ahead with the possible formation of an advisory committee to address issues involving residents who are at least 55 years old. Janie Velasquez of the Amigos del Valle de Brazos Senior Group was among those asking the council to also create a senior center.
We know that after 9 years of meeting together and listening to the needs of these seniors, that it is time for us to expand our activities. That is not possible unless we have additional entities that will collaborate with us.
The council unanimously agreed to further discuss the mechanics of the new committee at its first workshop in April. A proposal sought by some Bryan homeowners to increase requirements for developers to get a conditional use permit was defeated by the city council last night.
Chuck Condola was among those against the council having to vote by a 6-1 supermajority to uphold a Planning and Zoning Commission decision when property owners within 500 feet make an appeal.
I would hate to think that anybody 500 feet from one of those properties would put a kill on maybe the first few catalysts of what could happen to Texas Avenue. I'd hate to think that anyone 500 feet from downtown would have killed that initiative of redeveloping downtown back in phase one, and instantly the catalyst of the LaSalle would have been mute and void and dead.
The council's 4-3 vote followed comments from 4 homeowners who sought the changes and 3 developers who were opposed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A residential burglary yesterday morning west of Easterwood Airport was solved quickly thanks to alert neighbors. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says the homeowner on Los Robles Road saw a stranger trying to open the back door, so the resident went out the front and ran to a neighbor's house to call 911. Kirk says the neighbor then went outside and prevented the suspect from using the driveway to escape.
They decided to drive through the yard. Of course, with all the rain we've had, it was pretty muddy, and they didn't get very far.
The suspect then ran into the woods, where he was seen by another neighbor, which led to finding 54-year-old Willie Bunch Jr. of College Station. Kirk says Bunch admitted to the burglary, and stolen property was recovered from his stuck car. Shortly before the start of a jury trial this week in Brazos County District Court, a Bryan man made a plea agreement involving the robbery of a 95-year-old woman 2 years ago. 22-year-old Jaquarius Neal was sentenced to 30 years for grabbing the victim's purse with enough force that the woman fell, resulting in a hip fracture. The victim, who is now 97, was prepared to testify had the trial proceeded. Texas A&M has a new top dog. The soon-to-be Reveling 9, formerly known as Twix, has been donated by the owners of a kennel located 1 hour east of Cleveland, Ohio. The selection of the 16-month-old collie was recommended by a 12-member committee of students, faculty, and staff to interim president Dr. Mark Hussey. Twix will officially become Reveling 9 in May during the Corps of Cadets final review. A photo and more information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 52 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aguilane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet, or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aguilane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
It's 8:08. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. All right, here are the pretty good numbers.
Lots of cloudiness around the area this morning. There could be a few breaks or peaks of sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures will climb to 70 degrees today. We'll have clouds tonight. We could see a shower or two. Lows tonight, they'll be down to about 55. There's the chance of a shower or two tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs near 70, partly to mostly cloudy, 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Becoming partly sunny on Friday, highs close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:09. Let's head over to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Good morning, sir.
You've got finance coming up, I think, later on this morning. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, we're continuing to discuss what we should do about the state's policies in regards to contracting. We need to do a much better job of making sure we get our money's worth when we have a contract with an independent party. And make sure that when we solicit it and negotiate it and procure it and oversee it, that we're doing the best we can.
To wit, a couple of ideas there. Jane Nelson, the chairman, came up with an idea that she wants kind of a central contract database, and the contracts would be out online so people could see them. The other, Senator Zaffirini, I think, wants to create a contract management division within the Legislative Budget Board. Which one of those do you feel like you like?
Well, I don't have a particular thought on which one of those two proposals, but we do need to elevate the contracting functions to a higher level than what they're at now. Whether or not we do that through the Department of Information Resources or through a separate office of contracting that reports directly to the governor, we need to do something different to make sure that we are getting the taxpayer's dollars worth when we have a contract.
Senator Charles Schwertner joining us this morning. I know not everybody's going to agree with the things that you do, but Chris Tomlinson wrote an editorial piece in the Houston Chronicle on Sunday. Read just a paragraph of it here. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and his Health and Human Services Chairman Charles Schwertner trotted out a slightly reheated proposal last week that demanded the federal government lift key regulations on how federal money is spent to care for impoverished children, the disabled, and old folks. The Texas legislature would expand the program to help 1 million of the uninsured and working poor. Conservatives have long hated Medicaid because it's a big portion of the state budget that grows every year due to the growing population and entrenched poverty. Your thoughts there?
Well, Medicaid is a vital program. It's absolutely necessary to take care of those that cannot take care of themselves, our children and seniors and expectant mothers and individuals with disabilities. But the Medicaid program in the state of Texas is, as I've said before, costly and broken and unsustainable. And it continues to push out other aspects of the budget, including education and higher education, criminal justice, and infrastructure development. We need to have the flexibility from our federal partners to be able to manage our Medicaid program, which is supposed to be a state-run program, in a way that's right for our citizens and correct for our current taxpayers and future generations. And the simple answer is we do not have that at the current time, and we continue to seek that flexibility from the federal government.
Finally, as a member of Senate Finance, Is there a contradiction to the point that we have a lot of money in our rainy day fund? Everything seems to be looking pretty good, but right there, as we look today, I haven't checked the price of oil today, but it's still considerably down. And I understand it's tough to make budget projections when you're only meeting 140 days every 2 years. Mm-hmm. But can you still feel comfortable with what we have in place, at least the framework of the Senate budget, knowing that oil prices are depressed right now, oil companies are laying people off, and many communities are suffering because basically those folks have either shut down the oil patch or they haven't poked holes in the ground they said they were going to?
That's absolutely right. We are having the beginnings of a downturn in the oil and gas section of our economy, and that is a large section of our economy. But we are much more diversified as a state than what we were in the 80s when we had a significant downturn then. And Texas is a very vibrant and diverse and really rich state. So I feel good about the projections of the comptroller. I think he will continue to give us an update as he sees appropriate. I can't recall the exact numbers, but they were somewhere in the $55 to $65 a barrel level regarding the future over the next 2 years. So I think that's a reasonable amount to project out. But we need to be judicious on how we budget and make sure that we fund the priorities of the state, things like TRS care and ERS pensions, and make sure we do something regarding to highways. And you know, I'd like to see some money returned to the taxpayers through property tax relief and also our small businesses through our franchise tax relief.
Anything else of import that's going to need to be mentioned today as we talk before our visit next week?
Well, we continue to mark up the budget. I've been honored to be placed in charge of the Article 2 section, which is the Health and Human Services section of the budget. And in that role, I'll be working with other members of the legislature and senators to, comb that section of the budget and look for efficiencies and cost containment and making sure that we're getting our dollars worth when we spend that money.
Well, since it's just about the biggest pile, we hope there's some in there you can comb out. We'll look forward to that. Okay. State Senator Charles Fortner joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks. All right. It's 8:15. Let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan, and Jason Bianski joins us this morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well.
Let's talk, I guess, first of all, about bus service, simply because that's something that we talked about 2 weeks ago, and I know that was you did have that yesterday in your workshop session. I want to play. You were here 2 weeks ago, and I want to play what your thoughts were at this point. And I ahead of this, I want to say, and I think you said in the longest form of your answer, that while Brazos Transit does impact a facet of this community, basically it's something that doesn't come to the attention until something happens. In this case, it happened to be that they asked for money. But this is kind of a summation of one of the comments that you made when we talked 2 weeks ago.
I would say majority of the people that I talked to were against spending those kind of dollars on transportation when very little is collected from the users. There's a lot of folks that are of the opinion that it's not run properly to begin with. I am not an expert on transportation. I'm not an expert on Brazos Transit. We did receive some information from them last night. I know they're a large entity here that's based in Bryan College Station here. But, I think 95% of their funds are taxpayer dollars. So.
And they run empty a lot. And that's what you said 2 weeks ago. What do you say differently after you've had the presentation from the folks at Brazos Transit?
Well, let me say, first off, Scott, in talking with John McBeth and the chairman of the board, Marvin Tate, they're not asking us for an additional $700,000. They're telling us if we want these buses ran after hours or on weekends, it's going to cost us an additional $700,000 minimum. And I asked point blank to Mr. McBeth yesterday at the workshop meeting, would it be cost effective to run the buses after hours for the dollars that we would spend our tax dollars? And he said, absolutely not. Not at this point. Ridership goes down after 6 o'clock. They gave us a chart from 5 in the morning to, 6 at night. And majority of it's used probably between that 4 and 6 and that and 5 and 9. But it's used quite a bit during the day for doctor's visits and those sorts of things. But so at this point, I wouldn't be in favor of extending those hours for the dollars it's going to cost. I mean, we have just a limited amount of funds. Are we better served by using those funds for something else, for infrastructure improvements? Are we better off putting those they may limit a few. He was joking about it, and I think San Antonio and some other area received a big grant and put some money into some additional transportation routes. And I think one of our state senators commented that for the few people that were taking advantage of it, you could probably buy them each a Lexus for what it was costing the taxpayers. So John McBeth does a good job at Brazos Transit. He's been there a long time, and he was had a meeting with head of appropriations Representative Otto here just a few days ago. So he understands that he wants to spend those dollars wisely, and I appreciate his honest comments and remarks on those services. If the need changes, that's something we'll look at. I think there may be some other things we can do with Brazos Transit. Maybe we, instead of running those routes on an hourly basis, maybe they're ran on a 30-minute basis. That might be more advantageous to the citizens of Bryan College Station.
Well, and again, this is two guys talking who are not transportation experts, and I'll say that right up front. And this is a question that probably I need to ask John McBeth, and we'll endeavor to have John come on the program to talk about this as we move down the road. But it seems counterintuitive to me. Why are they buying larger buses than they have now if their ridership is down? Was that question asked?
No, the question wasn't asked. I think they're looking at it, and maybe they're looking at consolidating some routes. I know they're going to extend some routes into South College Station. They're also going to be addressing some of the growing population on the west side of Bryan, particularly with the Health Science Center and the new Blinn College campus. So might be a good opportunity to bring in Mr. McBeth from Brazos Transit. Like I said, I don't want to speak on his behalf. It was interesting to see how they operate. It was very interesting to see how A&M operates. And, you know, I am glad that the two communities and Texas A&M University and the two transit systems are working together, and you and I can ride on those A&M buses, and we can get a pass right on the Brazos Transit system. But, you know, so there is a need, I think, in South College Station right now with folks that are wanting to that live out there that want to work on campus. And so I think it's a matter of marketing and advertising, letting people know that that you can ride those A&M buses.
Yeah.
I mean, they're running all the way into Blinn College. It was amazing to see the map that they gave us, Scott, where all the students live in Bryan and College Station, and the routes that they take. But they're everywhere.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's the thing, and we see it more actually in College Station now, because they continue to have super high density areas. But the time is going to come when Bryan will have some high density areas, and those students will be, you know, that the what that map looks like today and what it looks like 6 years from now, I think, could be very dramatic. I do, and I would urge people, if they want to know more about this, I think the while it was certainly slanted to show it from the standpoint, I'm going to turn that off. While it was slanted to the standpoint that there was the presentation that Mr. McBeth wanted to show, you learned a lot about Brazos Transit in what he said yesterday in the workshop session, I think, and he had a good PowerPoint that showed a lot of the. Well, again, it's the federal government also getting into this stuff, and that's, we understand, as you had told us when you were here 2 weeks ago, 95% of their funding comes from taxes, and so with that comes strings. It's not the days when you could simply take the funding and go do what you needed to. There are ADA considerations and lots of other things, but I would recommend folks look at the presentation he did at Bryan Workshop, and he'll probably do the same thing at College Station Workshop at some point in the future, but I think they learn a lot more about that.
Absolutely.
Let's turn our attention now to zoning, and this was something that actually had been talked about again a couple of weeks ago, and the idea that there were people who wanted to at least be advised when there were going to be changes that would take place in zoning in their neighborhoods, and so they would be able to come to council and speak about it, but the supermajority was defeated.
Well, Scott, this is a different version that we looked at yesterday's meeting than what we looked at 2 weeks ago. I was somewhat supportive on the last version. It was the kinder, gentler version that I thought was beneficial to all sides, more so than the version we're looking at today. Previous version, it was about notification up to 500 feet. Again, notification. The current version that was voted down last night was more in-depth than just notification. It also allowed you to, within 500 feet, to protest particular projects. Before, it was 200 feet. That's state law. That's what a majority of the cities in the state of Texas operate by, but they wanted to add an extra 300 feet of notification so more people would know about a project, and I'm fine with that. But now this was changed to protesting within 500 feet, which changes the percentages and changes the whole scenario. We did have a gentleman last night that spoke, and he said if he went with the 500 feet, his competition on his development could then appeal his zoning change.
Sure.
And there were two council members that voted against it, even though the neighborhood association and the residents and the folks that that had appealed it had agreed with the developer. They actually worked it out, but there were still votes against it for various reasons, other reasons. But that would, his deal would have been denied,
right,
under this scenario. So it was a very valid point. When we talk about a supermajority, that means six of the seven council members have to agree. You know, if supermajority is great, then maybe we need to go to a supermajority on all our votes. So if we're going to build new swimming pools, and we're going to approve budgets, and we're going to talk about this and talk about that, six of seven have to agree. It would be pretty difficult sometimes. We're all elected by a majority vote. Government functions on the majority rule.
Very rarely is it anything above and beyond that. Even our neighborhood associations, HOAs, I think they operate by a 66% rule. Our neighborhood conservation districts are 66% of the population. So supermajority is pretty restrictive there, and I do think it would have a bearing and an impact on the way Bryan develops in the future.
Jason Baisky joining us this morning. Also in a workshop yesterday, presentation having to do with guidelines to be put in place for companies like Uber. And if people are familiar with that, basically Uber Lite is here in Bryan College Station as opposed to what they have in larger cities. Idea where you can use an internet connection to find someone who will take you from where you are to where you want to be. That has made a big impact on all the taxi companies, certainly in every city where they are. But this is something now the city of Bryan's starting to address. So I'd like to get your thoughts on what you heard.
Absolutely. Let me pause Uber for just 2 seconds and make one more statement about the zoning changes.
Yeah, yeah.
We did talk about our comprehensive plan. We are in the process of updating our comprehensive plan. In talking with the neighborhood associations and talking with the developers and builders, I think all of these issues and concerns can be alleviated in the updated comprehensive plan. That way the developers know they have a concrete definition of what needs to go here, what can go here, what's accepted here, and everyone has an input in it, and then we don't have to worry about conditional use permits that right now it's an outdated old plan, and so you have some conditional use permits that are being granted and some variances there. As we update the comprehensive plan, I think a lot of these concerns will be alleviated.
Well, and again, and I want to say it one more time because I've said it before, the part of this responsibility is with the citizenry of a city. You have to see what your Planning and Zoning Commission is looking at. You have to see after they take action, then they'll take it over to council. But you need to at least be aware of that. If you have an 11th-hour effort to stop something that has been planned and platted for quite a while, part of that responsibility is on you as citizens, I think. It's just it's part of being a citizen. Okay, let's take our attention over to the Ubers.
Well, we did pass a motion last night to postpone any action on this transportation ordinance until after the legislative session. I'm hearing from Austin that they're addressing this Uber issue and these taxicab issues and the vehicle for hire, I think is what they call it, circumstances. But this day and age, technology's changing and the times are changing, and so you've got a new way of doing business, and Uber and some of the other companies are in that market, and yet they're not regulated the same as maybe the taxicabs and pedicabs and horse-drawn carriages are regulated. So that's something we're looking at. I've learned a lot about the vehicle for hire and all that's involved, but I know it's very competitive. But again, whatever the state does will trump anything the city does. So I was told that there's probably a 70+% chance that something will happen. I think there's probably two dozen lobbyists in Austin working on this issue from both sides of the aisle. So I think we'll see something probably come out of the House and the Senate in Austin in the next couple of months. And if not, then it's something the city will go back and address at a later date.
Did you hear from a representative of Uber?
Yes, there were several representatives there from Uber.
Mm-hmm. Was it corporate or was it people who were drivers who were here?
It was both. Okay. I think there was one driver, one supervisor, and I think one lobbyist. And their biggest concerns, insurance concerns, background checks, their biggest concern was privacy concerns and the safety of their drivers. They're worried that if the list of their drivers is out and you don't like Uber, that you may go after the folks or something. So it's they've had that issue in the past. Again, very competitive business. And then the trade dressing, the magnets on the side of the cars, Uber, they run their vehicles without any identification for most people to see. I mean, if you dial up the application, it'll tell you who the driver is, what they look like, the car, the make, the license plate. You've got all that information as a customer, but they're not going to have a big neon light on top or a magnet on the side, and because they don't stop for hailing passengers. Mm-hmm. So if you want to try to hail a cab, that's not the business that they're in. So if they were afraid if they had magnets on the side of the cars, they'd be driving by people and the people would be mad that they didn't stop. And it's a different type of service. But if they don't get it figured out in Austin, I think we'll we'll get it figured out. And some of the cities are looking at it. I know College Station's considering an updated ordinance also.
Sure. Anything else?
Yes, Scott. I want to mention quite a few things that are going on in the city of Bryan. Our new 2015 Spring and Summer Activity Guide is hot off the presses. And on March 28th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we have Breakfast with the Bunny at the Neal Recreation Center. Have breakfast with the Easter Bunny, take pictures, crafts. So I'm sure Councilmember Condola and his family and my family and some of the young ones on the council.
That'd be enough right there, wouldn't it?
That'd do it. But I'm sure Councilmember Condola is out at the family camp out because I know he likes to camp. So April 11th through the 12th from 3 p.m. to 9 a.m. the next morning at Austin's County Park. This is a longstanding tradition in Bryan. You have family camp out. If you don't have a tent, they'll rent you a tent. Bring you sleeping bags. It's a lot of fun and games for the family, stargazing, campfire stories. They've got a featured movie. Hopefully the weather holds out. It's not a monsoon, but it's a great time.
No, that's the longstanding tradition is always brings rain. We don't need it now.
You talking about Texas Reds or you talking about family
yeah,
camp
both
out?
Of them, right?
See,
yeah.
We do things in Bryan that bring rain, so we just got to figure out a way to make some dollars on it for the taxpayers. And finally, on April 25th, at the BRAC, Bryan Regional Athletic Complex, we have the pitch, hit, and run competition. It's a Major League Baseball pitch, hit, and run. It's free. It's a one-day event for boys and girls ages 7 to 14. Participants compete by showing off their skills and a chance to advance possibly all the way to nationals and a chance to actually perform on a Major League Baseball All-Star Game field. So a lot of good things going on. But, again, all of this is mentioned in our 2015 Spring and Summer Activity Guide that's out and about in the community and in the mail. So look forward to those events.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep, that's Jason Byanski, the mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M baseball made it 17 in a row with a 4-1 victory last night at Bluebell Park over Texas Pan American. Four runs, four hits, two errors for the Aggies. One run, seven hits, and one error for the Bronx of UT Pan Am. Winning pitcher in the game would be Simon. Simon's now 1-0. Came in the fourth inning, pitched 2 1/3. The starter, Larkins, went 3 1/3, three hits, one run, it was earned. Struck out three in the game, but, however, did not qualify for the win. Ecker came in, got his third save of the season by throwing one inning and striking out three. Aggies and Pan American will go at it again this afternoon at Bluebell Park. The game will have first pitch at 3:05. And again, 3:05, Texas A&M and Texas Pan American at Bluebell. Aggies 17-0, the only undefeated D1 college baseball team right now in the land. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health, 776-5620.
It's now official. The Apple Watch is a reality. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. No matter the size of your company, dealing with HR stuff is the worst. It's confusing, a total time drain. I hate it. In fact, the average company spends over $1,000 per employee per year on HR alone and might not even know it. HR paperwork could be costing you a fortune. If you run a company like I do, or you're an HR pro, you have to check out Zenefits.com. Forbes calls Zenefits a runaway success and that thousands of companies are using it to simplify their HR. Zenefits lets you manage everything through a user-friendly dashboard that connects all your current HR services, payroll, health insurance, benefits, onboarding new hires, even government compliance. Zenefits is 100% paperless, makes managing HR super easy, and employees love it because they can log in and update their own files, so you don't have to. How great is that? Zenefits is insanely affordable. Get started for free right now at Zenefits.com/Kim. That's Zenefits.com/Kim. That's Zenefits.com/Kim. It's been the most pre-hyped product in history, and now we know the Apple Watch will cost, depending on your style, anywhere from $349 to $10,000. If the Apple Watch is a runaway hit like the iPhone was, then it has the power to elevate Apple, already the most valuable company on Earth, with a total market cap nearing $800 billion. But the road ahead is not going to be easy. The world's not clamoring for an Apple Watch. The public's experience with Samsung and the other smartwatches hasn't even reached the lukewarm stage. But when it was first unveiled, the world wasn't clamoring for the iPhone either. It's still too early to tell if the Apple magic has rubbed off on the watch, but two things are for sure. It hasn't suffered from a lack of exposure, so there's no middle ground. This is either Apple's greatest moment or its worst. My bet is on the magic. Keep up to date with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The latest 4-3 vote by the Bryan City Council rejected stricter regulations for land developers to get a conditional use permit.
At the heart of the debate was requiring a 6-1 council supermajority to uphold a Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation when property owners within 500 feet make an appeal. Greg Owens made the motion to deny the changes.
Well, the one thing I keep hearing sitting up here is just because you buy a house doesn't give you jurisdiction over the landowner next door. They have property rights as well that need to be respected.
Al Sines disagreed with Owens.
If your neighbor's playing excessive loud music, or if their yard is just filled with trash, well, you do have a say in what goes on around you.
And Sines suggested the fight is not over.
Then this may be something that may have to be settled in a special charter election. Who knows? This may be a classic battle between homeowners and home builders.
Sines, Rafael Pena, and Mike Sutherland wanted the changes, while Owens was joined by Chuck Condola, Art Hughes, and Jason Bayinski in keeping the current ordinance. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Creating a committee addressing programs and activities for Bryan residents 55 and older has the interest of the City Council. There was a unanimous vote to further discuss the proposal at its first workshop in April. Mike Sutherland said this was about more than establishing a city senior center.
There's a lot of information available to seniors that we're not taking advantage of. Amigas Advised people do a good job letting their people know, but we have a whole other group of seniors on the other side of town by Hillier Funeral Home. They're not connected, really, and we need to connect them all. Plus, there's a retirement communities that we've been shooting for, like over there by Nash and Broadmoor, that need assistance in different times.
Sutherland modeled some of his proposal to what is done in College Station, though he wants Bryan's senior committee to report to the council instead of another advisory body. From Austin, leaders of the Texas House have unveiled a plan to increase the amount of money for state employee retirement pensions. The bipartisan plan calls for the state's share to increase from 7.5% to 9.5%. The employee share would also rise to 9.5%. The employee share would be offset in part by a 2.5% pay raise. Lawmakers say at current funding levels, the Texas employee retirement system may be depleted by the year 2052. From the land that Johnny Manziel now calls home comes the next First Lady of Aggieland. Texas A&M officials announced the Collie, who will become Reveille 9 when she becomes the highest-ranking member of the Corps of Cadets, during their next final review in May. And a 16-month-old medium-sized Collie, previously known as Twix, comes from a breeder located about 1 hour east of Cleveland. Interim President Dr. Mark Hussey agreed with the recommendation of a 12-member committee of students, faculty, and staff. More than 15 applications were received from collie breeders and collie rescue shelters, which was narrowed to four finalists. Online at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. A 97-year-old Bryan woman was ready to testify about being the victim of a purse snatching 2 years ago that resulted in her falling and sustaining a broken hip and a cut to the head. Just before the start of a jury trial this week in Brazos County District Court, there was a plea agreement. Prosecutor Sage Aquarius Neal admitted to the aggravated robbery near Bryan's First United Methodist Church. The 22-year-old Bryan man also entered a guilty plea to a car burglary that took place shortly before the purse snatching. Neal was sentenced to a total of 30 years for both crimes, along with violating probation from a residential burglary 4 years ago. More than 3 inches of rain was one of the keys to catching a residential burglary yesterday morning west of Easterwood Airport. Seven law enforcement agencies responded to the call on Los Robles Road. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says a homeowner ran out of their front door to a neighbor's house to call 911 after seeing the suspect enter through the back door. The neighbor blocked the suspect from driving away in the driveway. Then the suspect's car got stuck in the swampy yard. That led the suspect to run off into the woods.
Officers set up a perimeter around the area. We were very confident that we had him enclosed there, and then waited on a game warden with a canine to come out. As that was all unfolding, another neighbor in the area saw something that looked like a person running, and so kind of directed our search into that area, and we actually captured him right there.
The sheriff says 54-year-old Willie Bunch Jr. of College Station admitted to stealing a big screen TV and some coins, which were recovered from the car stuck in the muddy yard. Recent shoplifting arrests by College Station police includes apprehending three juveniles accused of taking 60 items from three different stores at Post Oak Mall. The 11, 12, and 13-year-olds were charged with organized criminal activity because they collaborated in the commission of a theft. They were arrested for taking a combined $365 of merchandise from Earthbound, Claire's, and the 299 store. WTAW News Time is 8:40. It's 52 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town. And it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? No. At Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Good morning. It's 8:43. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long, or in this case, like all week long, because it's been different, right? All right, here we go. Here's the weather.
Lots of cloudiness around the area this morning. There could be a few breaks or peaks of sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures will climb to 70 degrees today. We'll have clouds tonight. We could see a shower or two. Lows tonight, they'll be down to about 55. There's the chance of a shower or two tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy, 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Becoming partly sunny on Friday, highs close to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Here's our little sports chit-chat segment. So Case Keenum has now gone to the Rams. Used to be a Texan. He was kind of cool, you know, because he was, when the Texans didn't have a quarterback, there was Case Keenum, and he seemed like a pretty regular type guy. So now that means Sam Bradford's leaving the Rams and going to the Eagles. DeMarco Murray, he's a free agent, is that right? Like the leading rusher in the NFL, and he's a free agent?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay. And they're more than likely not going to keep him. That's pretty much a done
deal. Is that right?
Too expensive.
Okay.
And truth be known, he had an excellent season.
Yeah.
The chances of him repeating that, I mean, and you look statistically, and I know we're going to get off in the football weeds here, but statistically, running backs can't do that for that much longer because he just carried it so many times.
Is there a football team that has squandered first round draft choices any more than the Texans? I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Well, because Clowney got bitten by a dog. Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
Okay. So first of all, he didn't play, pretty much injury plagued for his rookie season. Then he's at DJ Swearingen's house in Pearland over the weekend. And DJ's dog bites him on the arm. So now they've had to quarantine the dog,
just a
obviously.
Bad day.
It is. That's just stupid. Just damn. Yankee Stadium, okay? When I say Yankee Stadium, excuse me, I mean the 10-foot tall letters that say Yankee Stadium, okay? Reggie Jackson bought them. Reggie Jackson bought them. Okay? Going to auction the 10-foot high letters that spell out Yankee Stadium outside the old ballpark through Sotheby's. Auction house estimates they will sell for $300,000 to $600,000. I would have thought it would have been more than
that. Me too. But in that vein, where would you put them?
Yeah.
It would take a certain kind of place for that.
Well, and again, how do you show them off, really?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
My thought is that that's like an IPO on a popular stock, is that most folks didn't even have the chance to ask if they could buy the letters off Yankee Stadium.
Probably right.
If Mr. October said he wanted them, then okay, he wants them. And then this, which is kind of sports and kind of not. Guy's name is Jim Irsay. Okay, he's the owner of the Indianapolis Colts.
Yep.
He's the one who was fined last September for $500,000 for being overserved. Okay? Turns out he paid $500,000 for the guitar that was used to play Paperback Writer. It's a Gretsch 610 Chet Atkins hollow body guitar. He bought that. Okay? Nobody paid the reserve price, which was $600,000. So he made a deal with a guy and said, I'll pay $500,000. And so he did. By the way, Paul McCartney, who wrote the main riff of Paperback Writer on an Epiphone Casino, still plays the same guitar that he played then. Still carries it with him. By the way, this is also the anniversary of him being knighted. But Irsay apparently has this fantastic guitar collection. He has the Black Beauty, which was Les Paul's original 1954 custom guitar.
Which Les Paul built.
Yes, it was the prototype for guitars.
Everything electric.
Right. Also, he has the Fender Stratocaster that Bob Dylan played at the Newport Jazz Festival.
Which is when he first went electric,
that's
if I'm
right,
not mistaken.
Exactly. And the Les Paul cost him $1 million. Yeah.
Chump change.
Again,
pittance.
The thing is, if you got the money, then it doesn't really matter. But sure. It's kind of amazing. So just different stuff out there. Oh,
wow.
Could Sharknado get any better? The answer is not now, because David Hasselhoff has just picked up a role in Sharknado 3, which will be out in July. Bo Derek is also in it, you know. As we mentioned, Sharknado will hit Washington, D.C. before moving out to the East Coast. And then into Florida. So It ought to be a full-time spectacular, Sharknado 3, coming up in July, and I'll see it just like I did. Oh, never mind.
And that, friends, is what camping's all about.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
And at RV Station in Bryan, we make camping fun and affordable. How affordable?
Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get out of the house and get to RV Station in Bryan.
For the spring spectacular of savings.
Come on!
Make your family giggle this spring with a brand new J-Flight 264 BHW.
Just $188 a month.
Get a new Rockwood 2703WS.
Spring spectacular price, only $303 a month.
Woo! It's springtime. Celebrate at the Spring Savings Spectacular at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Find your camper at rvstation.com.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Jayco number 3625, sale price $14,995, 144 months, 6.99 APR, 20% down WAC. Rockwood number 3287, sale price $28,995, 144 months, 5.99 APR, 10% down WAC.
It's that time of year again, Truck Month, and nobody does it bigger or better than Team of Navasota. With over 600 vehicles in stock and discounts as deep as $14,000 off 2014 F-150s, there's no better time to buy than Truck Month, and there's no better place than Team of Navasota. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to get your nice price, the time is now with $14,000 off 2014 F-150s at Team of Navasota's Truck Month. Call, come by, or click teamofnavasota.com today.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 11 minutes till. Hey, single gents, here you go. If you're on the hunt for a soulmate and the perfect spot, congratulations. Yes, indeed, you could own a home in Indonesia, an entire town, as a matter of fact.
You could own a whole town?
Yes, Winalea has listed a two-bedroom, two-bath home that features a fish pond, spectacular backyard, and, oh, wait a minute, and a wife, too. Yeah, it's a wife also. That is, if you're a husband material. The ad's already gone viral, according to the realtor. Tells Time magazine the big plan is working. Dozens, if not hundreds, of people have already inquired about the property. And the 40-year-old single mom.
Hi, welcome to Kevinville.
Wow. Okay. Got that going for us. China is upset.
Oh, who
with
cares?
With the Dalai Lama. Well,
has that not been an ongoing problem?
I don't know that I don't agree with them in this particular case. Okay?
You say nanny nanny boo boo?
Yeah, the Dalai Lama says that he is the last Dalai Lama, that there's not going to be any more reincarnation. Can he change the rules? You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he would know.
I guess. I'm not sure.
I don't want to come. Maybe he doesn't want to come back.
Well, could be.
Maybe he's done.
I've had enough. Just letting you know. Rather interesting. San Antonio Police Department says three people arrested in a connection with a Vision store robbery. They say the main culprit in the armed robbery of the store was an employee. The two other people involved allegedly went into the store and demanded both cash and a bag full of glasses. Huh? The employee who, look, there's some stores, you know, again. Look, I mean, here's the thing. We understand, I'm not saying anything, people know that liquor stores are things that people would hold up lots of times because
cash business.
That's where the cash was, okay? And, you know, they'd take a little hooch as they left or whatever, so, you know, it's a double good thing for them. I never thought about going to a glasses store. Now, Patrick, as a San Antonio native, possibly you could give us, oh, he's off doing other stuff. But anyway, these Einsteins decide that they want to go in there and steal a bag full of glasses,
a bag of glasses.
And whatever cash, because after all, glasses stores have lots of cash, too.
Maybe yeah. They were part of the Lions Club, you know. That's Lions Club.
Well, there you go. Exactly right. Yeah,
they were Lions, just trying to help out the cause.
Well, there was an employee who was in on the heist. Okay. Filled up the bag with the eyeglasses from the display counter, and after the incident went down, the employee called police and provided his phone number to the ossifers who came in to investigate.
And found his phone number in the bad guy's phone number's phone?
No, they found his phone number on Craigslist selling eyeglasses.
Wow.
Sometimes it's just too easy. It's just too easy.
Well, and when's the last time you were at an optometrist and walked in and said, I have my own frames?
Yeah.
That should be a red flag right there.
Could you just put these in there? Oh. Anyway, that's stupid on so many levels. Japan is hoping to boost tourism by using one of the most famous figures from its history, the ninja. A ninja council has been set up by mayors and governors from around the country. Officials are hoping that global interest in these mysterious figures will somehow
ninja council
cause people to want to visit Japan.
How do you know when they're meeting?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, let's go to, I mean, and then what are they going to do? Are they going to have bus tours to take you by ninjas, which will be guys who will be dressed up like what you think a ninja should look like?
Yes.
Man.
Hey, we only know what the bad ninjas look like.
Oh, that's true.
We've never seen the good ones.
That's right. Well, and you know, and then kids will think they need to look like turtles. So.
Hi, I'm David Schulte.
No,
when it comes to roofing
marketing,
how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Do you need a tougher John Deere tractor to handle your chores this year? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the hardest jobs. John Deere 3E Series compact utility tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping, and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Plus, you save more with 0% financing for 60 months. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends April 30, 2015. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
About 53 outside. Hey, clouds.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I found something for you to do after you, because I know you work late hours here.
Uh-huh.
Getting off at 6,
really,
etc.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you get home, go to Funny or Die.
Okay.
They've recreated scenes from Office Space.
Oh.
With the real Michael Bolton.
Oh, very good.
That's pretty funny.
That's good. Well, I appreciate the fact that he can take himself seriously, that he sucks.
It's really funny.
All right. So Pi Day is coming up.
For the
first 314.
But here's the deal. For the first time in a century.
1415.
That's right. Pi Day will include the first 5 digits of pi. Oh, Frabjous Day. Kalu Kalay. This is wonderful. To celebrate the mathematical constant, March the 14th, many restaurants and bakeries offering $3.14 specials. Really.
We got a little note from the Bryan TxDOT crew, not so much in Brazos County, but in Leon, Madison, Grimes, and Walker. They are dealing with some areas that have water over the roadways.
Oh.
So just remember, if you can't see the road, you probably can't drive over it.
Good idea. You know, I was on Rosemary, I guess, 2 days ago, and in 4 different places, there was water moving across the road.
Mm-hmm.
Not deep. I mean, you could see it, but that's just how much rain we've had and how that all worked. So the Vatican... See this? Received a ransom demand for the return of 2 rare documents written by Michelangelo.
Really?
That were stolen from his archive nearly 20 years ago. The theft of the 2 documents had not been made public before Sunday. The thief, described as a former Vatican employee, had asked for about $110,000. A nun who worked for the Vatican archives informed officials back in 1997 that the documents had gone missing. A Vatican spokesman said, "Shh, don't tell anybody."
Shut up.
That's right. And they talk just like that. A kind of an interesting...
Except in Latin.
Yeah, right. Tim Burton is going to do Dumbo.
Live action.
Dumbo, yeah.
Live.
What? And again, it's dark. But I guess this is the reason he's doing that is because Ringling Brothers is getting rid of the elephants, right? They need to remind kids that they're elephants in the circus. From the courtroom. The blurred lines verdict is in. Do you see this?
Yep.
The jury ruled yesterday that Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams, who have enough money, must pay the family of Marvin Gaye $7.4 million for copyright infringement.
Because they stowed it.
But the deal is it's about the song and it's not about the recording, which is very, very, very different. I mean, if you'll think about that, this could be a dangerous precedent. Because now, if you want to go from now on, songwriters could be sued if somebody can claim their song influenced, they were influenced by another song.
True.
And again, not the recording, but the song itself, like the sheet music. That's different.
Yep.
Because, you know, you can go to testimony, you can go in and you could play this record. Okay, does it sound like this record? Okay, yes, sound like, I got that. But we're talking about the actual written word, so kind of see how all that plays out. I looked at this. I thought it'd be cool. It's kind of meh. It's
so let's talk about it.
Sure. It's Gemmy Kirby. She's 25 years old. She's a human cannonball.
Yep.
Okay. And she put on a GoPro, and then they shot her out of the cannon. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
I was not impressed. I mean, it's just too hard to be able to see it. You're fired. She's fired 100 feet through the air at 60 miles an hour. But it's over in about 13 seconds, and they did it in slow motion so you could see it.
Yep.
But anyway.
Pulling 7 G's.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't have time to talk about the fat emoji. Dang, we ran out of time. Did you see that Facebook has pulled the fat emoji?
No, I didn't see the fat emoji.
Yeah, because people made people feel bad about themselves, and we couldn't have that, could we? We're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station.
Fox News.